FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transport Minister Barbara Creecy is urging young people to remain alert on the roads this long weekend. She's warned that June is one of the deadliest months for motorists. 231 people died during the Youth Day long weekend last year. That's 75 more fatalities than 2023. Speaking in Potchefstroom yesterday, Creecy called on both motorists and pedestrians to be cautious.
On average, having a fatality rate of almost 1,000 people. One of the reasons why June is a very dangerous month on the roads is that it is the month when there is the longest period of darkness, and when in many provinces in our country by 5 o'clock it's already starting to get dark in the afternoon.
More than 80 people have died following devastating floods in the Eastern Cape. Heavy rains wreaked havoc in the provinces OR Tambo and Amatole district municipalities this week. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu and Commissioner Fanny Masimola are today in Umtata assessing the damage. Mchunu, who revealed the death toll is now at 86, has praised officials for their efforts to find missing flood victims.
Performing your duties beyond the mandate is what we are here to appreciate, rescuing those who needed to be rescued. And unfortunately, we know that there are so many people that have deceased.
Meanwhile, the Forum for South Africa has criticized disaster management teams for failing to act on early weather warnings despite alerts. Here's the Forum's Tebogo Mashilombane.
Many, if not all, municipalities across the country have failed to plan and create new areas for human settlement purposes. Instead, lack of service delivery and corruption has made the role of town planning irrelevant and non-existent.
And tributes are being paid to victims of the Air India plane crash. 242 people on board Thursday's London-bound flight, with the lone survivor being confirmed as a man from Leicester in the UK. The plane ploughed into a residential area of Ahmedabad city just moments after taking off. The death toll stands at 279 after at least 38 people were killed on the ground. Sky's Neville Lazarus says many of the bodies are difficult to identify.
219 samples of DNA tests have been conducted on the relatives to match and identify the bodies. And yesterday, while I was speaking to some of the families, they were talking about they want closure.
And finally, Science, Technology and Innovation Deputy Minister Nomalunge Logena has called for greater inclusion of women in the green hydrogen economy. She's launched a new green hydrogen mentorship platform aimed at connecting young talent with experienced professionals in the clean energy sector. She says women shouldn't be left behind in the green energy transition. The top story, Transport Minister Barbara Creecy is urging young people to stay safe and remain alert on the roads this long weekend. She's warned that June is one of the deadliest months for motorists, with over 230 fatalities recorded this time last year. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.